Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Boston's most listened to afternoon radio program. Vulgar and Mass.
You need a little bit of fat in there for flavor.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go ahead, man. All of you former players, now aficionados talking on television, you should be ashamed of your damn selves. Each and every single one of you.
Why?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
The concern that you have about the New England Patriots should mirror what you felt last year. I'm good with that. You look at their personnel and you got question marks, okay? Here's my issue. Tell me you got a problem with New England because of their personnel and I'm cool with it. We making too big of a deal over the fact that Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are there. The hell is about Bill Belichick? Is he the greatest coach in the history of the NFL or not?
Yeah.
Or not. That's all. I'm not worried about Matt Patricia or Joe Judge. They needed a job. After the job they did in Detroit and New York, respectively, the brothers needed a job.
They needed an employment back. Yeah.
Okay? Bill Belichick looked out for them. It ain't like Bill Belichick is going to just hand the reins to them. He will oversee. He will dissect. He will counsel. He will tutor. He will coach. This is what he does. This is what he does. And he does it at an elite level. No one disputes that. So if that's the case, do you have any idea how insulting it must be to Bill Belichick to sit up there, by the way, in training camp and preseason? And I understand reporters got to do their job. But they talking like, listen, we got something to worry about because of our personnel. You really think that Bill Belichick is just going to sit back and Matt Patricia, I need you to do whatever it is that you're going to do. And Joe Judge, I need you to do whatever it is that you're going to do. And they're really, really relying on you guys. Really?
Yeah.
Please stop it.
Hour number two, the thing I was just talking about. Those who think it's going to be okay in New England say so because Bill Belichick's calling the shots. And he still does it at an elite level, says Stephen A. Smith. So he articulates that as well as anyone could. that take, that line of thinking. Is Stephen A. Smith overrating Bill Belichick, Murray?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, based on these last few years, he ultimately is.
Definitely. Definitely. And I guarantee you, they didn't really have these kind of shows back then. Maybe Jimmy the Greek was saying something like this, or Brent Musburger, or Irv Cross. I don't know. Like, they didn't really have these shows. But back in the late 80s, early 90s, when it was just chugging along with the Dallas Cowboys, and Tom Landry was trying something, or, again, they were sort of at a crossroads point, or, you know, sort of a bridge period. I'm sure there was commentator upon commentator, or sports columnist upon sports columnist, saying, Tom Landry's one of the great to ever do it. You have to trust Tom Landry. As long as he's calling the shots, you know the Cowboys are going to figure it out. And I guarantee you, that's what they said about Landry over the last 5 years, and Chuck Noll the last 5 years, and Don Shula the last 5 years. They definitely said it about Shula. Noll, a little bit, you know, and I mean, I know, I mean, I was around for it, but again, we didn't have the industrial take complex like we do now. But I guarantee you, they got the same thing, and that's why those guys hung on for so long, just being basically 500 coaches over the last 5-6 years of their careers. And so I think Stephen A's falling into the same trap with Bill Belichick that everyone fell into with all those other great coaches that hung on a little too long.
I mean, I think a lot of people make that mistake, and not just with coaches, with players. You do the same thing. It's like, so just because they've accomplished something up to a certain point, that means that they're always capable of it? It completely ignores the reality that with age, people get worse. They deteriorate. And that is both professionally, physically, mentally, all of it. You just deteriorate. You're not as good as you were when you were younger. Fact, you're not as sharp. You don't have as much energy. Like, that is a given. So my question to Stephen A. would be, well, so when does it change? Like, you know, you want to live off of Bill's reputation, fine. But at some point, it is going to change, right? It's not like even Stephen A. knows that people get old and they
right.
don't have the... So
coaches lose their fastball like players do, too.
Correct. So you're telling me that maybe the argument is you don't think it's happened yet. Well, I think the evidence suggests that maybe it has started. And history suggests that it happens right around now.
Look,
or if it hasn't happened already.
And Bill might still have it in him. I'm not telling you it's impossible. I'm not predicting it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bill does shove it in all of our faces and turns this thing around with the coaches that he's picked. Of course it's possible I'm wrong on this. I'm not telling you it's impossible. I'm just not predicting it. But Stephen A. is talking like this was 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Correct.
He's talking about Bill Belichick like, you know, he just snapped the ball off the uprights in Denver, or had the goal line stand against Indy, or, you know, had Malcolm Butler jump Russell Wilson's pat, you know, like the great, iconic, elite Belichick. He's still talking about Belichick like we're still in that space. And we're not. We're just not. And I think there's just too many people who are still sort of deferring to that thing. Oh, Bill's still there? He's still calling the shots? They'll figure it out. It's Bill. It's Belichick. You know, I mean, right. And you raise the question, how long does that last for? If he's a 500 coach for the next 5 years, in the year 2026, 2027, are we going to have commentators saying, it's Bill Belichick, he'll figure it out. Well, he's been 500 the last 5 years. Like, at what point does he stop getting that, well, it's Bill Belichick?
Right, the benefit of the doubt.
And by the way, I totally disagree with Stephen A. when he says, if you want to tell me they're not going to be anything because of their talent, I disagree. I think offensively they have enough. They have enough to be a pretty good offense. They do. I'm not telling you that they're Kansas City or Buffalo or, you know, one of those. I don't think they're a top three scoring offense. But I like their receiver group. I like their tight ends. Is Hunter Henry okay? Did he get hurt yesterday? Is he okay today?
He left early. I haven't seen any further.
Okay. You know, as long as he's healthy and, you know, I like their running backs. Not that I care. I think the new scheme is going to screw up their offensive line a little bit, but they've got enough there, and Mac Jones is good and should be getting better. They have a good, in talent-wise, they have a good offense.
I'd feel better about the talent on offense than I do on defense.
I'm not saying great, but I'm saying pretty good. I like them. I like that receiving group. So I think it's just the opposite. I think it's just the opposite that Stephen A. Smith said. He said, if you tell me you don't like the Pats because of their talent, that's fine. If you tell me it's because of coaching, well, that's dumb because Bill Belichick's still there. Well, I'm here to tell Stephen A. that you shouldn't, you know, you're acting like this was 10 years ago. And it isn't quite that way, man. It hasn't been that way the last couple of years. Anyway, with Bill Belichick. So, and you know who agrees with me, by the way? Mike Reese. I heard Reese on, so we played you the Reese cut describing what happened in the fight. He also had a little bit on this about the Patriots' talent level versus the coaching and all of this, and it really addressed the topic head on. And I agree with Mike Reese on this 1,000%. Give me what Reese said today there, Jim.
I'll tell you what stood out to me, Mark. Like, I think we, and this is the first time when I first came on, we talked about the weapons. Like, I think, like, Devontae Parker, he's out here making plays in tight windows. Nelson Aguilar.
Aguilar had some plays today.
You know, Jacoby Myers, he'll show up at times. Like, I actually think, like, weapons-wise, like, they don't have the top guy, but I think they have good players. Where, to me, my biggest question is still the whole coaching and play calling thing, if that's going to work out. Because if that works out, I think they're fine, but I guess I still have, I want to see more. I think the big picture discussion here is, to me, it's not about the talent. Like, yeah. I think they have good players. Like, I am curious if Bill Belichick's philosophy that if you're a good coach, it doesn't matter what position you coach. Like, you can coach defense for 15 years, and if I flip you to offense, it's going to be fine. Like, to me, that's what's really, for lack of a better word, on the jury stand, right? Like,
yeah.
that's what is on trial is what I'm trying to
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
And to me, like, you talk to smart people around the league, like, you need to come up with answers. Like, and it's hard. And so Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, and Bill Belichick, that's the three guys that are leading this offense. And can they come up with the answers when this is coming at them for real?
He's so right. That's what's on the jury stand.
It's a great way to put it.
That's what's on the jury stand. This belief from Belichick that he can just, like he would with players, really, take them from one position and put them in the other and coach them up and interchangeable pieces in his system and have it work for important coaching positions just like it would be on the field. That's what's on the jury stand. That's the litmus test. The talent is there to be good. I'm not telling you great, but good. They were a good offense last year, small g. Like, they weren't, you know, over the top. But everybody's back, just about. And they added a good receiver. And the quarterback made a physical transformation year one, year two. They should be better. If Josh McDaniels were still here, wouldn't we say that offense has a chance to be actually really kind of good?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we'd say they're going to make a step, and they're going to be, you know, that offense might start winning you games.
Yes.
As opposed to just sort of complimenting what you're doing.
We would expect growth in them to be better.
So
absolutely.
We don't look at the talent level and go, they just don't have enough. I think there's questions about the offensive line now because they're doing different things. But the actual players, not good enough.
No, I feel pretty good about the talent on the O-line.
So I think Stephen A's sort of living in the past with Belichick. Or no, I mean, maybe he's right. We'll see. Like, again, I'll let it play out. I'm fair like that. If Bill has this thing on the tracks and it looks right and he's right about the coaching, he'll be right about the coaching and Stephen A. will be right. But I just feel Stephen A.'s tone is like, have you been paying attention the last couple of years about the way this thing is going and where they're headed? So that's my question for you. Do you think Belichick is getting too much deference? When it, you know, do you rely on, are you trusting, you got Belichick, they'll figure this out, it's Belichick calling the shots. You still feel the same way about this that you would say, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago? Your thoughts on it right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham. What?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, you hear reports, right? Like, hey, the offense doesn't look good. And, you know, Mac Jones and company doesn't look as good as last year in practice and things like that. Well, New England's not worried about that. You know, there was plenty of days when I was up there where they don't script for success. I think I've told you that before. Where I was on other teams where it was, hey, we want to run this play, and John Gruden would tell the defense what coverage he wants when he runs that play before we went out and practice. They just go, no, you adjust to the game. You adjust to it. We don't know what the defense is going to call. So we got to figure it out. And sometimes that makes practice look ugly. And, of course, then when you add in two new offensive minds and some adjustments that they're having there, I'm sure it's not quite as smooth as it's been in years past.
Well, that's Chris Sims. He also thinks with Bill in charge, they'll be okay. And he says there, I thought it was interesting, that some of the practice struggles they've had have been expected or even engineered or not. You know, they've just sort of accepted them because that's how they sort of draw it up. Which, okay, maybe it's the case. And I think everyone's just sort of giving Bill deference on this. And I think, hey, look, maybe he will figure it out. He is really good, and he has been really good. So it's, I won't say there's no shot. But I do feel there's a little element here of people are living in the past. They're treating him like it's like this was 10 years ago, and we were right in the middle of it. And it just hasn't been that way for, you know, 3 years running, really. And I just wonder, when is that going to catch up to him? And frankly, if you ask me, I don't sit here and say, yeah, they're going to figure it out because Bill's here. I don't. And I think it's possible Bill could have some answers on offense and it'll be better than I think. But then I wonder if the defense is going to suffer or the personnel work will continue to suffer. He just spread himself too thin. I don't think he grinds it out like he used to. They've had the last 2 weekends off, and I think he took them off too. And I think you just sort of add it all up. I just don't think it's going to work. And I don't think you're looking at Bill as a guy with all the same answers that he had, you know, for that past 20 years. I think these guys are sort of living off the reputation of him when they have that commentary. But anyway, back to your thoughts. This, the fight, whatever the heck you want. Here's Spencer in Georgia. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yeah, I think if I'm Jonathan Kraft, I'm telling my dad that I'm the only nepotism in this organization, and I'm the only Bobo, and I'm the one that needs to be set up for success, not Bill's family. And I think the other point, too, and my overall point with that is that I think Bill, with his laziness, is setting up all the pressure on himself. And I think he's totally ripe to get fired if they go backwards this year. And for all the diaper babies out there crying about you guys being on Belichick, I remember 10 years ago, it was the Brady in Decline show. So everyone should be thankful that you're doing this for Boston.
Well, like I said, you know, we jumped the gun on that one, and maybe I'm jumping the gun on Bill. Entirely possible. We'll just have to see how it plays out. But I still feel, well, I guess I was wrong about Brady. I don't feel I'm wrong about Bill.
We'll eventually be right about Brady.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. At that point, we had it first. Here's John in Connecticut. Go ahead, John.
Just a little early.
Yeah, hi, guys. You know, I used to feel that the Patriots were really different. And sometimes I used to be shocked that teams that were physically better than them, the Pats would still find a way to beat them, you know, either by their smarts or their discipline. And now I thought their brains and discipline separated from the Pack. And now if they're going to be just as stupid and undisciplined as everybody else, then why would you want to pay a coach $25 million for that? And you know what? I also think it started to unravel pretty early after they were celebrating, like, to win the Super Bowl when they beat Jacksonville. And Ted Johnson mentioned that, too. He says, yo, what are they doing? They rolled over this crappy team, but they're celebrating so much.
I think Bill knew they needed that because they were down. They weren't wasn't a very confident team, not a team with a lot of momentum or juice, and Bill wanted to give it to him. So he gave him the green light to go ahead and celebrate a stupid, meaningless win over Jacksonville.
Yeah, so look, I just think that when we look at some of the things that happened now, you know, I don't know if I'd go quite as far as a caller and say they're as stupid as everybody else, but they're not as smart and disciplined as they used to be. And I'll tell you, throw out the penalties and that 3rd and 25 play against Dallas last year, or was it 4th and 25? It was 3rd and 25.
It was 3rd and 25.
Yeah. Okay, would the Patriots ever give up a play like that previously? Ever?
No, it's an easy play to defend.
I mean, it's a cream puff. It's a layup. You just get everybody back at the line, make sure no one gets behind you, and tackle the guy in front of you.
I think they needed to defend something like 17 yards to keep him out of field goal range, and they couldn't do it. So that's what it was. But that's when Bill took back over the defense, which, okay, like I still think Bill's good. And if he sees a problem and he devotes time to it, he'll address it. But then what happens when he turns his back to the other side of the ball or the other thing? He spread himself too thin. He doesn't have enough good people around him.
Yeah, and Mike, I would also say that, again, you say, well, Bill can turn his attention to it. Then how did it happen in the first place? You see what I'm getting
at? Yes.
In other words, there were times there where it never would happen in the first place.
Ryan and Malden. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I got to talk about the Pats and the infighting. And first off, some of these plays are just acting like a bunch of dingbats. But in my opinion, I think it's a lack of leadership. And obviously, Belichick is the head coach. But I think when Brady left the Pats, I think Belichick lost a little bit of his spunk, a little bit of his authority. And I think that plays a factor in it. And it also does not help that they still do not have an offensive coordinator yet. I mean, that's got to be a couple factors right there.
I would say, you know, we should do a topic on that at some point about the offensive coordinator situation.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
I don't think we've hit on that enough.
No.
That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do a little 35 segment on that tomorrow.
No, that's a good idea.
Patriots offensive coordinator situation.
I would even think about giving it 2 seconds.
Oh, good topic. I don't think we've hit on that quite enough. Bob in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was listening a little while ago. For a minute, I thought maybe they flew Ric Flair in for a little moral support at the practice in lieu of listening to Zoe with his Ric Flair imitation.
Boom!
I thought that was...
Okay, Bob, is that it? That's a Ric Flair joke? Again, I thought Lamar Thomas. I thought Lamar Thomas, University of Miami, FIU. I can't remember the year, but give it to me again, Stu. I just love it. This felt like so today, watching the Patriots fight the Carolina Panthers.
Listen, get your behind kicked. You don't come in the OB playing that stuff. You're across the ocean over there. You're across the city. You can't come over to our place talking noise like that. You get your butt beat. I was about to go down the elevator and get in that thing. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 25, 38, yeah. 95, 11, 12, 1, 9. I say, why don't they just meet outside in the tunnel after the ball game and get it on some more?
That was 2006, and to Maz's point, and yours as well, you brought it up earlier, Miami that year sucked. They were 7-6.
So it's sort of, you know.
Crap teams do this.
A lot of times when you're a clown operation, that's what you do.
Yeah, I just, again, we do this a lot. We don't grade the Patriots against everybody else. We grade the Patriots against the Patriots and what they've been, what they were, you know, all of that stuff. And, like, I just look at this whole early part of the season, and there's a lot of time. They don't open until the weekend of the 11th, I think it is, right? Okay, so you got almost a month, basically, there. So that's plenty of time. You can figure a lot of crap out between now and then. I don't remember anything like this in the 20s. And I don't just mean the fight. I mean the whole thing with the coaches, the bad start, you know, the inability to block in terms of the offense. This sounds like football 101. This is rudimentary stuff.
So more on the offense today. I thought Beadle and Zoe again had some good stuff today. They had Burt Breer on. So they had Reese and Burt Breer at the end of their show. And Breer is doing this tour of camps. He finally came to New England for the first time today. And I thought he described what they're doing on offense in well. And then he gave some insight into the play calling that went on today. Go ahead and give me that, Jimmy, if you could, please.
The whole idea was to untangle the offense. And I think the belief here was that the point of entry was just way too high for skill position players, and they had to cast such a narrow net to bring guys in that it just wasn't going to be feasible to do it anymore unless Tom Brady's your quarterback, and obviously he's not here. And the offense became Tom's. It was bastardized in that way.
So can you
and
stop?
So I think that's the process they're going through.
Jimmy, you can stop here. So that to me makes perfect sense.
Totally, 100%. I felt that way for the last 2 or 3 years Brady was here.
And on this part, okay, Bill. All right, I get it. Because Brady had been at this for so long with him and Josh that the offense became so complex, became so them, those two guys, that the entry point, it was hard to find players who could come in and get up to speed with those two. And so, like, I get it. You had to untangle the offense from everything that Brady and McDaniels have been adding on over 20 years. Perfect sense. Okay. I get the rationale there.
Dumb it down.
Okay. Do you have to do it with two inexperienced guys who've never coached on that side of the ball?
No.
So that's the issue. It's the guys you have executed. Now, I'd still like to see him stick with the Ron Earhart model versus this zone running thing, but I'm less bent out of shape about that, especially with that logic. It become too complex with Brady and McDaniels. Now both are gone, so now what are we going to do? We're going to speak Mandarin Chinese, but we don't have even the two guys here that spoke it the best? So now what are we doing? We kind of have to start over. No problem. Could you start over with real offensive coaches? But anyway, when Bert said that, I thought that struck home to me. I'm like, okay, that part of it I get. Continue, Jimmy.
And so I think that's the process they're going through more than anything else, is untangling the offense and making it simpler. And, like, the play-calling thing still confounds me. Like, I think that's hard when your quarterback may not be sure which voice he's going to hear, on game day. Does it look the same in week 5? Does it look the same in week 9? Does it look the same in December? I know from Patriot-connected people there's at least some perception out there that Belichick could eventually wind up calling the plays. And one thing I can tell you for sure, having talked to Panthers people, is that in 2 minutes, the last couple of days, Bill was calling the offense. And it's one thing that they all noticed.
When it's quick and you don't have time to think.
So
it's
they
easy,
noticed
you know,
that.
You can go out important. And say, well, no, but it's the closest thing you're going to get to live reps.
So Bill has been calling the 2-minute offense the last couple of days. And there's Patriots people who think Bill's ultimately going to be the play caller. So Bill calling the 2-minute, I know that makes people feel good. So does it? So, like, that's my question to you. Do you feel you're in better hands with Bill Belichick? And I don't feel like I would a couple years ago, that's for sure.
Well, I would say better hands because I don't love the hands of being otherwise. But again, now you're asking Bill to put more attention into that. Where does that leave everything else?
So Bill called the 2-minute offense the last couple days. Phil Perry followed that up by tweeting out, okay, in 7-on-7, the Jones-led offense had just 2 clean reps out of 7 total. And in the hurry-up, 11-on-11, the Patriots had to be gifted about 20 yards just to get into range of the end zone with only a few seconds left on the clock. They sucked in the 2 minutes today with Bill calling it. So just basically that's what he's following up on. So we continue with this thought, and we continue with this conversation, the fight, the direction of the team under Belichick. Does Belichick deserve the benefit of the doubt that he'll figure it out? You still feel the same way about that as you did in the past? And I do want to get to the releases of Juwan Williams and Malcolm Butler, because they speak to two different things, and I want to get to both of those. We'll do that after Big Jim Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Some sort of prid quo quo there.
Felger.
Like, well, but, so, excuse me.
And Mass.
Excuse me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, the Patriots yesterday, I want to talk about the release of, well, I said the release. For all intents and purposes, these are releases. The shelving, the putting on IR of Jawan Williams, Jawan Williams, and Malcolm Butler. We'll start with Jawan Williams. What does his shutting down for the year, releasing whatever the Jawan Williams thing here is done? When you heard the news, or when you think of Jawan Williams, what do you think of?
Me. I think of the worst draft in Patriots history, or one of that 2019 draft. 1, 2, 3: N'Keal Harry, Jawan Williams, Chase Winovich. Suck, suck, and suck, all gone.
So I will tell you that the first thing I think of is the Felger Mass Big Board. I'm not joking. Like, that you know, the piece of audio that we played a million times. But at the end of the day, it really is about that draft. I mean, that is the lasting effect of Jawan Williams and, you know, really every player in that draft. It was a freaking disaster. That draft was a disaster.
I mean, you got three players out of it? Damian Harris, Yonny Kajust, maybe, and the punter?
Okay, and that was a really good draft.
Right.
Meaning that was a... That's not one of these things where you look back and say, they drafted who? And then you go back and look at the whole draft class, you say, well, there was no one to draft, which happens a lot. No. There were players in that draft. I mean, just the receivers alone. That was a target-rich environment. And not to cross sports, but that 2019 Patriots draft has some echoes of the 2015 Bruins draft, where it really had lasting effects. I mean, the whole domino effect from you drafting N'Keal Harry as opposed to A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Dante Johnson, you know, all those guys, Mecole Hardman, you know, you taking there were seven or eight guys there and you took the one that couldn't play. That had a ripple effect on you that is felt to this day. You're still, you know, kind of chasing that. But we're going to talk about this tonight on Boston Sports Site. Mike Hurley is going to be in studio with me, and he had this earlier in the day. And, again, we'll do this on TV. But Pro Football Reference, you know, weighted some of the players that were drafted between Jawan Williams and Chase Winovich. You mentioned Chase Winovich. So Jawan Williams was drafted at 45. Chase Winovich was drafted at 77. So we often talk about N'Keal Harry killing that draft. You can make the case it was really Jawan Williams, because here are the players that went after Jawan Williams.
Okay.
And I just mentioned most of these. All these players went between Jawan Williams and Chase Winovich. A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Dante Johnson, David Montgomery, running back. Running back David Singletary. See Buffalo?
Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary. Yep.
Devin Singletary. Running back Miles Sanders.
Yep. Philly.
Wide receiver Mecole Hardman.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker Jermaine Pratt, who has a high overall grade from the PFF folks, and center Eric McCoy also has a very high grade from the PFF folks. But it's mostly receivers, but I don't know, there's maybe 10 players in there. So the draft pick that may have really killed you was Jawan Williams, as much as anything. You had two, it's really both, between N'Keal Harry and Jawan Williams. You had two cracks at about, I don't know, 10, 15 guys, maybe more, that could have really helped your team. And you missed on all of them. And you picked two guys. You picked two guys who aren't NFL players. It's not like you just picked kind of the wrong guy. It's like, no. You picked complete washouts.
Right, that you got literally zero out of from day one.
Zero. So that, to me, like, that's what I think of when I think of Jawan Williams. Just what happened at that draft.
Right, and who was the next guy they took in that? Winovich?
Yeah, Winovich.
I mean, again, so there's another one. Throw that one out the window, too.
So I mean, you could play that game. And Murray just mentioned it, the Winovich. You know, who was after Winovich?
Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfrow went after Winovich, and I'm just, you know, I mean, Damian Harris, yeah, they drafted Damian Harris after Chase Winovich.
Darius Slayton, that wide receiver with the Giants, went in the fifth round. That's like, after him.
You like Miles Boykin? He do anything in Baltimore?
Man.
Max Crosby's a defensive end for Oakland. That's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's good.
Went at the top of the fourth round. I mean, so, like, I mean, now you're getting into territory where yeah, I mean, a lot of people missed.
Sure.
You know, when you start doing that.
But still, you had to work real hard to screw up the wide receiver thing that year.
You had two picks.
I mean, it's...
you had two picks in the top 50, and there were good players up and down that board through 75, the 75th and 80th pick, and you blew it on both accounts. So, like, to me, Juwan Williams really just stands for that draft. That draft and the lasting impact of that draft.
Yeah, and look, and I would go so far as to say, too, like, when you look at it, what was Gilmore's last year here? 2 years ago?
Whatever it was.
Well, no, but I'm you know, Juwan Williams, in theory, if he could have played, you know, I don't know if he's your left corner, but he's a starting corner.
Yes!
Right? And now, you know, now there's, as you said, a huge ripple effect at the kinds of things you might be able to do with that position. They didn't draft another corner after Juwan Williams until this past draft. So, you know, they skipped over it for a couple of years. And now they have a deficiency at corner. You know, so really, like, I think that draft was a major, major blow to the building the football operation.
Albatross. All right, coming up next hour, I want to get to the ramifications of the Malcolm Butler, again, release for all intents and purposes. But long commercial-free segment is next. Don't go anywhere. Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. .com.
He's humble.
That's why you need us.
Very humble.
You need us.
Mike Felger.
This is why you have me.
The humble half of Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Beyond what's happening with the verbiage change and the streamlining of George Costanza's wallet, you've got the question of who's actually going to be calling the plays offensively this year in New England. And we've said this before. If it was any other coach doing this, we would be saying, this is insane.
Belichick is one of the few coaches that could coach both sides of the football. He could do it. So he's going to be, and he's already made comments, he spent more time on that side of the ball than ever before in his life. And he's going to give them the path and the vision in which he wants to see the offense go. And that's where they're different, too. You know, they have long coaching meetings where he coaches the coaches and they, you know, understand his vision like they were talking about through that. So I think they're just finding their way. And who calls the plays, I think it's probably the thing that Belichick's probably least concerned about. Because like we talked about last week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I think Belichick's going to narrow it down for these guys to a degree where it's not going to be that hard. He's going to go, hey, on 3rd and 7 to 10, I like these 10 plays. So you guys, okay, you can have the freedom of which ones you like the best and when you talk to Mac Jones or whatever, but these are the 10 plays I like. Here's 3rd and 2 to 4. Here's the 10 plays that make sense to me. And, you know, they'll build off of that. And at some point, yes, he'll try to find the guy who has the best rhythm within calling those plays and having a feel for the defense. But it'll still be collaborative. He's still going to be on the sideline, Mike, with a sheet and,
and a headset.
Yeah, and they're playing
and
us.
A headset.
They're playing us and, you know, every time we get in three receivers to the right, they're playing this. And then Patricia's going to write it down and Joe Judge are going to write it down. And they're going to start to understand throughout the game. And that's why they're so great at adjustments anyway. Anyways, there in New England. So that's kind of how I envision it, see it going at least.
Chris Sims again thinks Bill will have the answers. All right. Okay. I mean, everyone is still giving him that same deference that they would have in the middle of the whole run. So it's like the last 3 years hasn't really added up to anyone. No one's really looking at it differently. I know I am. I know you are, Murray.
Well, for sure. And if, you know, like how that last season went to hell and the fact they couldn't get off the field against Buffalo, how can you watch that? I mean, I know they watched that playoff game. How does that not dent how you look at him? You're still just looking at Belichick's like, nope, it's Bill Belichick. You know, he's done it before. I know the resume. I still believe in him in name. How can you not look at him and say like, I don't know, at least be a little bit wary?
I mean, look, again, you know, you got to watch it all the time to have an understanding of really what's going on. And I don't say this as criticism of the national guys because you can't watch every game of every team every week. It's just it's too much football. It's impossible to do. But if you were to look at the Patriots last year on paper, they look like one thing. You look at them in reality and they were something else. And so I think these guys all fall victim to it. They think it's better than it really is. And you know, with Bill, that's that times 10 because his career on paper is stratospheric.
Okay, your thoughts. We started off talking about another big brawl today at Patriots practice. Maz looks at that and goes, or wonders, is that actually the sign of a bad team? Dexter in the car, go ahead.
Hey, guys, we should check with Zoe and see if there's any video of Matt Patricia running with his fellow cows into the fight. But I really wanted to talk about, you know, I heard this live today, and it just made me instantly think, you know, Mike McCarthy football team. And it's just that's not the team I want to be. I get it. You got to stick up for a teammate if they get cracked. But I want that response to be a 12-play, 80-yard drive with a touchdown. I don't need fights every day.
So we'll see if it's a bad sign or not. I think they're going to have a rough year independent of it. I'm okay with them sticking up for each other. But I definitely hear what Maz is saying. It's, you know, We look at this and go, yeah, of course Carolina came in here and had 2 days of brawls and were all over the place because they're garbage. Well, why wouldn't you say the same thing about the Patriots?
Exactly. Yeah, and again, I just look at it as, you know, what the Patriots have been over the last 20 years, you know, or the 20 years prior to the last couple, what they've been for the last two, including this camp and these practices, don't even remotely resemble that. So how can everybody just write this stuff off? Now, that's the part I don't get. Like, we can't celebrate what they have been for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden they show up in camp. They got to, you know, pull the plug on some workouts early because it's not going well. Take them out of pads. You know, nobody plays in the first preseason game. Then they get back out there against a team that I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing here in Carolina. And I know Matt Rhule apparently was a candidate for the Giants job, so people have emailed about that. But then there are fights in the whole thing, and we're supposed to say, oh, it's just all normal. It's par for the course under Bill Belichick. It's not. It's never been like that here.
Tony and Sonam, go.
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, you didn't hit the nail on the head. The biggest difference with the Patriots today and during Brady's time is Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets are a lot better. They used to go 5-1 against their division. They're going to be lucky to win 2 games in their division this year. And I predict right now that 2024, the Patriots have a new coach.
Okay, babe, let's see. I'm not giving you the whole division yet.
Yeah, Jets still stink.
I mean, Miami's had teams that have been... No. The Bills, the Pats never had to face a team like the current Bills team in 20 years. That's absolutely for sure. But over this run, the Jets and the Dolphins have gotten to that level of the current Dolphins team before. It's not the whole division. It's Buffalo. Buffalo changes it, for sure. And I still even wonder if Bills even figured that thing out. I still think he probably looks up at Buffalo. They're a bunch of idiots. Michael in Brookline, go.
Before I get to my point.
No, please, just get to your point.
I want you to separate yourself from the Patriots and Belichick and all that. If you had a franchise quarterback that left, Marino, Manning, any of those, you know, franchise quarterbacks. And in the following 2 years, the coach of the new of the without the quarterback went won seven games with a turd like Cam Newton and went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. How would you evaluate what that coach has done?
Decent. Good.
Okay. Well, then why can't you give that same deference to Belichick? Why
well,
can't
decent
you say
and good.
He did a really good job. Let's let him go. Well, you know, I don't understand what he's doing. And I'm well, not. And this is not a bill we trust. I don't bow down to Belichick. I'm just saying, based on what he's done the last 2 years with a
it's
turd
decent,
like this,
Mike. It's decent. Well, like. That's what you aspire to be, 500?
Right, and he also said, you know, another coach, I expect more from Bill.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
I expect more from Bill. I don't expect Bill to be just another coach, another guy, and to, like, go 500. I don't expect that for a second, especially if he's running my whole operation on top of it.
Especially if he's going to push Brady out the door. If you're going to push Brady out the door when he's still capable of winning at a high level, then you better win at a high level. That's what changes it, Mike. If Brady had just retired, and then you're stuck here, and you have to make an immediate change overnight, not expecting a guy to retire, I would look at it differently. I say, okay, then I would say, well, what do you expect? But no, they wanted this. They pushed him out the door. They kicked him out. So if you're going to kick out a guy who's still great, you better have some answers. And to me, being 500 and what they've done isn't enough. It doesn't suck. Seven wins with Cam Newton is nifty. But it ain't special. Bill ain't the only one who gets seven wins out of Cam Newton. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's not even true, but neat. Oh, well, so he got seven wins out of him. That satisfies you? Really? And for that, you're willing to let Tom Brady go to get seven wins out of Cam Newton? Come on. Tom and Newton, go.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to jump onto that. I mean, whether it's, you know, guys having, you know, beefs in practice fighting each other or they can't install an offense, whatever it is, things that point to not having discipline, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, like when Brady left, the reverence, the respect for buying in that guys had with him. When you don't have assistant coaches, when you don't have a staff, when you keep removing all these pieces that made up, you know, what the Patriots were that we're used to, all of a sudden it's just a team. And, you know, I'm not surprised guys don't know what they're doing. I'm not surprised guys are fighting because there's no one here enforcing the culture. I mean, I'm not shocked.
Well, they're more just like everybody else.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But that should worry you.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to be everybody else.
Yeah, but you should also get past the fact that those days are over. Like, what it was the last 20 years, like the Brady, like the great, you know, the salad days, that's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
But there's a certain expectation, too, of, you know, and this is an overused word, but professionalism or, you know, achievement that you should still hold, Murray. That's what I'm getting at. Like, I feel like the drop has been too precipitous.
But I'm on Murray's point. I don't want to concede that thing. It's like, it's just, you don't let Brady go just to be another team. You've got to have the answers too. You better, if you're going to push that guy out the door, you better have some answers. And the further we get into it, the more I'm fearing that they don't, and they are just another team, and it's just, I'm still stuck on that thing. Sorry, I am.
Yeah, and look, again, I can understand why you would be. I would tell you, even if you weren't, the last couple of years haven't been good enough. And look, I tend to always, this is a default for me, and this is a me problem. Okay, we can look at them on paper, and at the end of the day, they were 10-7. And the year before, they were 7-9. Okay, you add in the playoff game, 17-17. I don't think they've been quite that good. I think they've played worse than their record. I think the 7-9 team had two wins against the Jets, as much as I get mocked for that. They weren't very good. And last year, they beat up on some bad teams, but when they went against the Iron, specifically Buffalo, with the exception of the wind game, they got their doors blown off. They got blown off the field. So it just wasn't, you know, I expected something more competitive than that. I expected a representative product. Now, you got some of that in the Dallas game. You got some of that in the Tampa game. Okay, but at the end of the year, it went backwards again.
And I just, you know, with Stephen A. Smith starting where we started this hour, you know, he said, hey, they got Bill Belichick and he's still the best and he's still elite. And so I don't worry about Patricia and Judge. They got Belichick. I just wonder where that confidence comes from. And I think you hit on it earlier, Maz. Where it comes from is not watching this every day and not watching it week to week and sort of, you know, being half tuned in to a team as a national guy. And you don't quite realize that It's just not the same. It's not the same team. It's not the same program. And Bill might not be quite the same coach.
They don't operate the same way. Aside from the players, it's not running the same way as it used to. And maybe it's as simple as winning and losing, and it affects the psyche of players and all that. But there's no way you can tell me that a Patriots team, when they're running right, they get three punts blocked.
All right. So how about Mac Jones? How's he been? I was surprised. We sort of buried it yesterday. But in Greg Bedard's stint yesterday, he said Mac Jones won very good in that practice yesterday. And let's check in with him. Mac spoke today. So you'll hear some of his sound, and we'll get to how he looked today as well and how he's looked this entire camp. We'll do that after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met, and they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.